I got my first job last spring at Taco Bell. At first, it was a great job. My manager liked me, so did all the other employees, now steadily working my way up the ranks of the fast food chain. That is until this summer and my encounter with the manager at a Taco Bell in Greenwood. Let's just call her Ethel. Now, Ethel takes her drive-thru time seriously. A little-known fact about every Taco Bell is that it has a drive-thru timer, and the goal is to get the food out and have the customer drive away within 60 seconds. Ethel focused all of her energy on the times and efficiency of production. It got to the point where the employees were not able to enjoy working, and my motto is, why work if you can't have fun? And it wasn't just the employees she harassed either. She would totally disregard her customer service skills in order to make that 60-second deadline. If a driver would pause after receiving his order and not immediately drive away, Ethel would start counting down the clock. 57, 58, 59, 60. Oh darn, we missed that one, guys. Too bad. She was so loud that some customers heard and were perturbed. On a few occasions, Ethel even stuck her head out the door, admonishing a frazzled mom with preschoolers screaming in the back seat, "You know, we're on a timer, so can you please move?" What kind of person does that? By mid-July, I was fed up with the whole drive-thru routine and requested closing shifts, 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. During this time, there is not a lot of concern with drive-thru since only one or two people are making food. This was fun until they hired some trashy anti-Semite who repeatedly made cheap Jew jokes until I informed him of my heritage and suggested settling the situation by any means necessary. I went back to days with this psycho and hated almost every moment of it. By the end of the summer, I had had it enough, so I put in my 2 weeks' notice at Taco Bell, which Ethel resented. All this work has made me realize something. I'm not going to be a Taco Bell lifer. I shouldn't obsess over inane goals. I shouldn't be stressed about summer job. Sure, the money was good, but I'm 18 years old. I have so many years ahead to be disgruntled about my job. I should be enjoying life now. Next summer, I know to take it easy. You can't enjoy life when you're slave to the timer. I'm Andy Goldblatt with The Y Press.